Okay, we are live for this 5/26 episode of the podcast. What's up, Port?
How's it going?
Another day, another dollar. But since we're doing this for free, not too many dollars.
What's been up for the past couple weeks?
I mean, not really a lot. Like, what are you doing a couple of weeks' time? You don't really do much, right? I mean, let's see. What did I do? I stayed at home, did some online grocery shopping, so I didn't even have to get out to do that. No, it's been thunderstorming here, man. There's really not a lot we can do right now. Like, every day has been thunderstorms, which is not very common for Utah, but, you know, it is what it is. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been, since I got my new position with the inventory management team, having to do the Memorial Day sale, just making sure we have all the inventory for everything that's supposed to go on sale as of Friday, going on through Friday. So even though it's a Memorial Day sale, it's Friday to Friday. So we had to go through and make sure there was 100 of this, 100 of that, blah, blah.
So you had to do all the counts and everything?
Pretty much. And then set up some stuff, yeah.
Right on. Okay, well, this is episode 4. Yeah, that means we've had 3 episodes before that. You know, we're on Google Podcasts now and Spotify. And
I heard.
All of that good stuff. Let me go ahead and just do this so that, boom, there's our Discord. So if you guys want to come on the Discord and check it out. And then, always, pound quote gives you your random Ron Swanson quote. Number 14, I regret nothing. The end, Ron Swanson. End. Right on. Okay, so.
I still say one of my favorite Ron Swanson quotes is, I know more than you. And he just walks away.
No, I really like the one where he's like, something about, I don't understand why people paint pictures of nature when you could just go outside and stand in it. Or it's like, teach a man to fish or don't. He's a grown man and he should already know how to fish.
Like, fishing is easy.
Yeah. Right on. All right. So like, I think we fail on this every time. So let me go ahead and just put it out there. The reason why we do this podcast is so that you have a better way to know who you're giving money to. All right. So instead of just a blurb on a website, you have an interview with someone, right? So it's pretty much like, well, if I could go into a room and talk to these people, right? I'm the guy that's going in the room and talking to them. So that's my half of it. And that's what we'll do shortly. Porkchop has never seen this, so he will see it for the first time just like you will. And that means that you'll get to watch him in the video. And I will say this, when I do switch it over to him watching, the chat will not be on the screen. We're going to pretty much kind of, I mean, we'll talk to you in the chat, right? Like, but we want to keep all the questions and all that stuff to the end. So if you say something too in-depth, we'll probably just kind of ignore it, right? Sorry. Anyway, so he's never seen it. He's watched it the first time, just like you. And then Porkchop, go ahead and tell him about your side of things.
All right. So, my side of the story is that I find things that I consider, either tech savvy or pop culture savvy. It's not so much personal, but, you know, just products or services that randomly pop up. Some of them are nerdy. Some of them are actually pretty, you know, legit in certain situations. But I'll try to spread it out. That way it's not just, you know, the same thing over and over.
Right on. Okay, so it's more than just tech. I mean, like, he's had T-shirts. He's had Mother's Day stuff. So it is the kind of the funner, lighter side of it. Where, you know, he just gives you something cool to go check out, right? So, anyway, that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. So I'm going to tell you just straight off the bat, and I don't, like, again, poor child doesn't know what's going on. But this one really got to me, and I know them, so anyway, but I mean, I always thought, I knew that when we would go do this, that there would be some really painful things, right? That we would talk about and hear about. But I haven't really had one of those interviews until now. So, yeah. But anyway, so without dragging it out any longer, I'm going to go ahead and switch over to it. And if you want to mute your mic, and you got the stream pulled up, right? So you
Yeah.
can watch it as it goes. Okay. All right. And oh, and you can unmute your mic to say things here and there if you want, right? Actually, you know what? I don't think it's gonna matter because you got your headphones. You're listening in on your headphones. I don't know why I said that. So you can leave your mic unmuted, right? All right. And let's switch it over. Okay. So I've got Patience Now Perini. Used to
And let me
be
know if you can hear that, okay?
Coates. And if you're looking at any of her Facebook or anything, it's Patience Irene, because
Yeah, I can
apparently you
hear.
need to know your
Okay.
middle name. So I went to church with Patience and her 42 brothers and sisters. Now there's probably 160 grandkids. No,
It feels like.
for real, there's what, 10 of you guys? Is that right?
There's seven, but it
Seven.
feels like 10 because we're tall and fat.
Yeah, I don't know. You're not fat. Whatever. All right, so this I'm gonna let Patience tell you about it. And that's her husband in the background. Apparently he doesn't have pants on, so he's not gonna get on camera.
It's Saturday.
it's Saturday, yeah, right? It's totally okay. Memorial Saturday too, right? So I mean, long weekend. There we go. Okay, so Patience's sister, older sister Melody, and you're the second youngest, right? Or third youngest.
No, I'm right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So there's three, and yeah, I don't know if you were still. Which I say you, I don't know if we were still at the Ridge by the time the baby was born. So I would have been closer to that second or third when you and I would have known each other.
So is the baby, I mean, obviously not a baby anymore, but is the baby a, it was a boy, right? Like,
No, the baby was a girl. Yeah, so
oh,
you were, yeah. There
okay.
was another one.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, just it's a joke, but I mean they're the only non-Mormons I know with, you know, seven kids, right? So,
Living on the coast now, where I'm like the only. As soon as I tell people how big my family is, it's like, "Oh, you're Catholic." And I'm, no, but
are you
she.
Mexican? I mean, what's the so I live out here in Salt Lake now, man, and like, you know, the Mormons, like they all have 15 kids, right? Like the minivans are out in force out here, dude, for real.
My dad was born in Utah, and
Like,
so that even
really?
like it makes our situation even worse because you're like, well, my dad's from Utah, and then it's like, no, you're lying. You've got to be Mormon.
Yeah, well, so they're like, it's pretty half and half here. There's not really a lot of us Christians that aren't Mormon, right? I mean, I
Okay.
find them every once in a while, and usually they're not from Utah. But that's funny, I didn't know your dad was from Utah. That actually explains the children a little bit, because even the people, well, I mean, even the non-Mormons here, like they have a bunch of kids, right? Because it's just part of the culture. Okay, so I guess we should talk about why we're here. So Patience's sister Melody, and it is Melody, right? Yeah. And Melody is a little bit closer to my age, really George's age. So she's what, like 28 now, 29, something like that.
She is 31.
Oh, she's 31. Okay. Yeah, well, I forget, I'm 35. That's still 4 years, right? So that's right there with George's age, because we're 3.5 years apart. George is my sister, for you people that don't know. So anyway, Patience, I mean Melody's baby, had. So I'm gonna let Patience tell you about it, but he's in the hospital, and Patience, just go ahead and tell him what's going on.
Okay, so my sister Melody had a baby boy 2 months ago today. So David Michael Donovan was born. The last month or so, everything's just been going fine. Nothing was really unusual. He had a couple. He had, well, I say a couple. He had a little cold, as some newborns are prone to getting.
But late Monday night, he became very lethargic. He was not being very responsive to my sister. He wasn't feeding. He wasn't really trying. I mean, he wasn't going to sleep. Anyway, the point being, Melody got really scared, so she rushed him to the emergency room, where he was immediately taken to the INCU unit because doctors were very concerned with the fact that his body temperature had dropped. He was down to 92 degrees. And part of what makes that additionally scary is the day before he had had a fever. So he was up to 102, then he dropped down to 92, and then his blood sugar
Wow.
also
Wait.
plummeted.
So he had like this high fever that dropped down to like, the opposite of a fever, right? Because I mean, obviously 98.6, but so he went all the way down to 92.
Went all the way to 90,
Wow. That's crazy dangerous. Okay,
which
good.
is, yeah. So, and then his sugar also crashed into the 30s.
Yeah, that's
So,
crazy.
while they were just trying to even start to run tests, they, they're just trying to keep the symptoms, right? So they were trying to heat him up. They were trying to get his sugar up. They got his temperature up a little bit, and then that kind of started to stable out. They couldn't get his sugar up for a long time, but they continued to do tests. Finally, what they came to the conclusion of was that he had actually contracted meningitis because of the strep B virus. So this is something new. I did not know this, but it's really unusual because as soon as I found out about a bunch of women who have gone through this, including one of my good friends from college. And I believe my boss's daughter had this happen too. If a female catches strep throat while she's pregnant, and I might get some of the nitty-gritty details wrong, but this is kind of what I understand to be.
What, you don't have a
If
medical
you,
degree? I mean, come on.
I know, but if you catch strep throat during
Sorry, I'm cutting you off, but by the way, watch the last episode and you hear my story about medical degrees and why I got kicked out of the hospital. So go ahead.
No, I don't have a medical degree. Anyway,
There were handcuffs involved, let's just put it that way.
but they when on an antibiotic drip just to help, I guess, clear out the virus, especially in the baby as it's being delivered, so the baby doesn't come out and have, strep throat.
Oh, yeah.
And so again, talk to people about this and they're like, oh, I had that, oh, I had that, oh, I had that. But apparently a very small percentage of people who have that, when the baby is born, the antibiotics don't completely kick out the virus. And what it does is it morphs into meningitis.
So it
And
stays dormant, and then it just it, well, not really dormant, but it's
yeah.
transforming into meningitis. I mean, it makes sense because nothing's 100%, right? I mean, condoms, birth control, medicine, whatever, right? So it makes sense.
It makes sense. And it's really interesting because he truly is a medical case because they say when it does happen, it happens when the baby is less than 2 months old. So he actually just turned 2 months today, and this happened this past week.
Wow.
They also say that when it comes on, it's very, very aggressive, which was also this case. It was so aggressive that he actually suffered from several strokes. And seizures as a result of the infection. So, which are also when they say when it does happen, this is what will happen. So, he was just one of those really unlucky, super duper small percentage babies that this would happen to. So things got a little better. The doctors, after 48 hours of kind of really being scary, the doctor said, okay, he's really fighting the infection. I think we can start talking about recovery. And unfortunately, we had another bit of bad news because part of what happened with the infection leading up to then strokes, which, leading up to seizures, is that he pretty much has been in a constant state of seizing for the last day and a half. And they just got their CAT scan done today, and the doctors told them that there's 80 to 90% of brain damage.
Oh my God.
So he actually is not. Looking to pull through the weekend. If he does pull through the weekend, it's going to be pretty much a situation where he's going to be in a vegetated state for the rest of his life, ever how long that is.
Oh, man, patience. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
We just got that news a couple hours ago. So we are waiting until Monday to see what's going to happen. And, you know, we want to be positive. We also want to be prepared. So the next couple days are going to be interesting just as far as how much do you prepare for the worst, but then also how much should you maybe be positive and, you know, pursue a better outcome. So, but anyway, that's where we're at. For right now, another big concern is my sister, Melody. She is pretty much financially overseer of Davey. So she, you know, takes care of him, you know, makes sure that all the different bills and such are paid for just because of a variety of different reasons.
Yeah, so, you don't have to go into the personal stuff. It's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, as a result, she is not at work because she's at the hospital. So we're just trying to make sure that, you know, her needs are met during this time too. And that everything that she needs is taken care of, because she needs to really be focused on her baby right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole point of this kind of stuff, right? Like, I mean, the family does this because she's got to focus on her kid. She don't want to worry about the money, right? So,
yeah. So we're, you know, and as you mentioned, there are 160 of us now, but we're all spread across. So we're coming together as we can. We're tag teaming. But, you know, especially when medical things come up, it's almost just insurmountable when you really start looking at numbers and things, and you're just kind of like, there, you know, even with 160 of us, there's no way we can do this. So we're thankful and gracious to our family and friends for coming through, but there's still a long road ahead, especially for Melody and the news that we got this morning. Anyway, we're at right now.
Yeah, and I mean, look, even if, I don't know, man, with something like this, even if you could afford it, I mean, it's just, you shouldn't have to, right? I mean, this is, man, I really don't know what to say to you. I don't, like, I didn't know that it, I've been keeping up with your updates on the account, you know, but, I mean, obviously you didn't know till this morning either, but, I mean, I got, he's 9 months now, maybe 10 months. July is when he's a year, and then my 4-year-old, right? And, I mean, I remember when Elijah was a baby, I went in there to get him out of a nap, and, I mean, he just couldn't even look at me, you know, and he was just sitting there like, just, I don't know. He was so lethargic. So I got him to the hospital, got his fever down, and everything was fine. But, you know, that's just in itself, that was scary. So I can't even imagine, dude. Like,
Well, and it's one of those interesting things, because as people say, you never think that it's going to happen to you. And as big as my family is, it is something that has never happened to us before. I mean, none of my cousins have ever had to, you know, they've never had any sort of real medical issues. None of my brothers and sisters, none of my aunts and uncles. I mean, I'm from a really, we have healthy babies in my family. And so to go through this with my sister, you know, not only, I can't even imagine what she's going through, but for our family, you know, even with him, oh, he has a fever. We're going to get over it. Babies get fevers. Our baby fever. Babies get better. And we have a baby. He's not going to get better. And we're still, you know, even with the news just coming a couple hours ago, Ryan and I have just been sitting at home kind of, you know, almost in a daze, like, you know, who are we? What day is it? Is the sun out? Have I brushed my teeth? You know, you're just not even really thinking about what's going on, because you don't expect for these things to happen. And when they do, you kind of expect that you'll come back from it. And we're having to prepare that we can't come back from this one. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I have my mic muted on OBS. Ah, idiot. So what I was saying is, I just got to repeat what I said.
Okay.
Right. Like nobody can imagine what's going on, obviously. And I think we should move on, because I it's an emotional time. You guys just found this out this morning, and nobody wants to dwell on it. Right. So, let's talk about the GoFundMe.
Okay.
I've got, excuse me one second. Oh, I forgot I'm not muting you. I'm just muting OBS when I cough. GoFundMe, I've got the link. You can't see it. I'll send you the video of this interview when it's over, by the way, so you can review it. But I've got the link in text below it, and we'll share it on our Facebook page and on the website. The deal is we share the campaigns until the next episode, right? So the donate link on our website and the donate link on Facebook, all that stuff will stay to this GoFundMe until we do our next one. We just feel, you know, like we're trying to help people in the episode. So leaving the past episode up there, we kind of feel that might take away, right?
Absolutely.
So the point being, there's got to be a cutoff somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I just refreshed it. You guys are at 5725 out of 25,000 goal, right? So if you could just touch on some things like, does Melody have insurance, right? What I know this is going to be like the logical, cold-hearted side of it, right? But can you just break that down for us, like what you guys, how you came up with 25 grand, right?
Okay, so 25 truly was just a nice number. I mean, we're going to need more than that,
right?
Ultimately, but 25 just seemed like an achievable goal for right now.
Okay.
As far as Melody, she does have insurance. But because of, I'll be honest, I don't know quite how this is playing out because of Davey's age and, he hasn't gotten his social security card in yet. So he's had some different weird stuff coming. Yeah. That had been applied for. It's just one of those things where it
takes like, forever to come in
and then they had to redo it. And
well,
stuff.
So let me just give you a little taste because I mean, I just did this a year ago, right? Cause it does take forever. But when it comes through, what you need to do is make sure that the insurance company, because what they'll do is they'll, she'll get her social and then she'll have to give it to her job or company, right, that she works for. They submit it over to insurance and then the baby's covered. What happened with me was they did it from the time that it got submitted and not from the time the baby was born. So it took me a week calling the insurance company, but I got it adjusted because the proper thing is it's supposed to be changed to their birth date, right? So even if she doesn't have it now, it will be covered is what I'm getting at. They backdate it. Even if you get bills from the hospital or whatever, they understand. Right. So, they will backdate it. But then, of course, there's deductible, there's travel, there's hotel, there's gas, there's, you know, missing work, there's rent, you know, that's what all these campaigns are about. Right.
Yeah. And that's really what this 25 is for, because initially when we set this up, we were going into it saying, OK, Davey's going to be in the hospital for 6 weeks. You know, that's, you know, at least 2 months out of work she's going to miss. Like you said, bills, rent, car. You know, you name it, school bills, whatever, it's going to happen. And our thought was if we can float her and him financially for a few months, and then at least even maybe start putting something somewhere on hospital. Because, you know, even right now, the goal is to just help in the now. Because things like a hospital bill, we can pay on that for years. Okay.
And you might, and look, you may not have to pay anything. When it comes to babies, it's so different, right? There's a deductible, but, you know, and I want to ask something that's going to be a little emotionally hard to hear, okay? But I'm not going to dwell on it. I just want to ask, does she have life insurance for the baby?
As far as I know, no.
Okay.
But I don't know. I've not asked her that.
Well, don't ask her that, right? Don't.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's something that later on you can find out. I just didn't know if maybe you knew it right now. And like I said, I won't dwell on it. But, I mean, that is going to play into this because one of two ways, right? I mean, if it is the vegetative state, three ways, right? Maybe a miracle happens, and I hope it does. I really, you know, not even hope. I mean, I pray, right? Like, don't hope, you pray, right? But that everything's fine. But if not, and that's the worst of it, I mean, you're either going to have all these bills with vegetative states for a long time, or you're going to have a funeral cost, right? And so that is definitely going to play into this amount. But that's it. I won't dwell on it. I just wanted to bring it up and ask that question, right?
Yeah. No, and that's honestly, you know, when I said initially when we set up this fund, that's kind of what it was for. And now, you know, a big part of planning for the worst is that this money that we just raised might end up just going to pay for funeral costs. you know, and we want it to do more than that, but that's a very real thing for us right now. So, you know, again, first priority is still Melody needs to be taken care of so she can take care of her baby.
Yeah, absolutely, right. That's first priority. But as the sister, as the family, you guys are the ones that start thinking about that kind of stuff, right? So I understand where you're coming from 100%, right? And I mean, it's the proper thing to do, and it's because you love them, right?
So,
I mean, again, let's not dwell on it because I don't want to make this any more emotional than it has to be, right? So for you, right? So, you know, we could go ahead. Anything else you'd like to say, go ahead, and then I think we'll wrap it up. Just because I don't, you know, I mean, you got other stuff to deal with in this, right?
No, I think I've said all that, you know, need to say. I've given the most recent update, you know, this is where we're at, and we're just trying to, and it's difficult. It's different for us because we are typically the people who it's okay. If we have a problem, we're just going to deal with it and fix it. And we have had to be very transparent and open. And I know that that's been really hard for Melody. So, to just really kind of lay it all out there.
No, I get it. I mean, when my mom, you know, she had a stroke years ago and then heart attack just not last January, but January before last, right? She, same thing. Like, and, you know, obviously me and Georgia are posting things on Facebook, but she's embarrassed, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody ever wants to be putting their hand out, so they're not, right? So that's why you are. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so, but yeah. I'll just say this, guys, like the Coats, I mean, the Coats are the Bible-thumping, you know, Baptist, right? Like God fearing Bible thumping Baptist, right? So I mean, they're good people. I mean, they really are. I mean, you guys give what you can to them, right? Like I don't generally go ahead and say that, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it now.
Well, and even just getting the word out, you know, that's kind of even where we're at, because we know it's tough to give, but you know, one, prayer, two, share. Okay, just say a prayer, get a share out, and that's
yeah, something can do. Even if you got $5, put it on your Facebook, right? Somebody you might know might have that $5, right? Like
fortunately you've had a lot of people who have donated just random amounts, but I mean that's where it comes from. It comes from the random people who just have $20 that they want to give, or $10 that they had extra laying around. So we'll take it. We're not picky.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of the whole purpose of our podcast, right? Is we want to, because if you go on GoFundMe, I mean, you can read a blurb, and most people don't post updates like you have, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, you read that blurb, but you don't have anything else to go on. So, I mean, that's why we're doing this, to do the interview, share it, so people can get, you know, the humanity of it, actually see who's asking and hear the story, right? So I really do appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
You know, I do. And like I said, I'll send you a copy of this so you can watch it beforehand. And you got, normally I ask people, hey, can you come in and do the chat with us while, so people can ask questions. But you guys are a little different. You don't have to make the episode. You don't, you know, you don't come in and chat if you guys have something else going on tomorrow, right? We'll share it anyway. And then if you guys want to give us any kind of updates, obviously I can share that an alternate episode, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Whatever. So yeah, I mean, it's tomorrow at 4 p.m. Mountain. So that's 5 Central, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just Crowdfunded Pod on Twitch, or you can go to crowdfundedpod.com and watch it there. But anyway, Patience, I really appreciate you coming on. I know it's a hard time. I just, we'll get it shared out to as many people as we can, okay?
Great, thanks, Neil.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to quit recording, and then I'll talk to you for just a second after, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and I just unmuted the mic, so you should be able to hear me. Okay.
All right. As of the day, has there been any updates?
So I was gonna pull up the page. Let me see what the latest update is, and I know there were some things I saw on Facebook. So Patience shared 6 hours ago.
please be in prayer for travel safety this morning. Davy's papa made an emergency drive yesterday, and Uncle Daniel, Aunt Morgan, Cousin Joe, Uncle Ryan, and Aunt Patience are en route today. Please also be in prayer for Davy's Uncle Michael and Aunt Mary. Uncle Michael is in Ohio and won't make it home this weekend. Aunt Mary is at boot camp in Oklahoma and will most likely be allowed to leave training for, or not be allowed to leave training for the funeral. Our hearts continue to ache for sweet Davy. Please keep his parents at the top of those prayers during the last few hours. We ask that you consider sharing Davy's story. To say we didn't expect a funeral is an understatement, but that is yet another financial hurdle we will have to face.
So, is okay. You're right.
Hey, this Jax. Is one of those. Hey, Jax.
Hey, Jax. Sorry. You know. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is one of those situations where usually bad things happen. Okay, bad things happen. But it's one thing to happen to a kid, or a baby. You know. So this is a rough one. This is a rough one.
Yeah, I told you, man. Like this one gets to me, right? I mean, go ahead.
I mean, as a parent, I'm not a parent, so I don't get what you and they feel. Like, I don't get it. But as a person,
I want to say I don't get what they feel, right? I don't want to.
Yeah.
Right. I don't, like, people say, well, I can't imagine. Like, I don't want to imagine. Like, even just like that moment when that Social Security card comes in, right? Like, I've been thinking about that since yesterday.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So this all happened within a week's time.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like, so it went from having and I know for a baby, a fever is not ordinary, but it went from having an ordinary fever to he's in an ICU in a seized state.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, you know, I think that's like kind of a little bit of a misrepresentation, right? But to say that it seemed like a normal fever, but this virus, or I don't know if it's a virus or bacterial meningitis, like I don't really know the specifics of how it works, right? But proper wording just didn't matter to me in that interview, but it was always there. It's just not until, oh crap, it's morphed into this, do you see it, right? Yeah. And one thing she said was, you know, hey, it's good. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen within the first 2 months. And like, he turned 2 months almost the day that, you know, they go to the hospital, or it was the day. I can't remember exactly. Yeah. Right. So, anyway, go ahead.
It's nice to see that the family is coming together. Because the family is going to need each other in this time. For sure, you know, it's going to be a dark time, you know. So at least they are mobilizing to get, you know, getting together. And I know, like I said, this is me being real on this situation. At least they're ready.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very hopeful. They're very hopeful, but at least they're ready, you know.
Well, no, they're not. They're not ready. I mean, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, nobody's like, I mean, but they're, I mean, they, I would say that they understand the situation. Yeah. I don't think you can't, they can say they're ready. People say those words, but I don't think they mean. What do you want to ask me? Any, you know, what's up?
Do you know specifically if they're at, or she said she's on the coast, but are they at Forest, or are they at university?
I don't know. I really don't. The reason why I say I don't know is because, I mean, there's seven of them, right? Jack says, you can brace for a loss all you want, but you're never ready. Yeah, that's exactly
what
I'm saying, right? Like, you just can't, and you don't know what's going on there, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know where they all are. I don't. I mean, we all went to church when we were teenagers, you know. I haven't been to the Ridge since I was like 17, other than like a couple family things. And I think they left after I did, right? But they're just all over the place. So I couldn't really tell you that.
I knew that my grandmother, Timely Anderson, just because I was not alive, because obviously it was when she was younger, but she had two kids get leukemia at the same time. Shit. Yeah. So like to have a kid get sick and then for a kid to, they're not going to pull. I feel so much for the family. And,
like I don't, like even now, just sitting here. I mean, like this isn't my family, right? This is like it's not, and even I don't want to sit here and talk about it right now, right? Like I don't, I don't want to sit here and us keep going because like it's.
I know.
I'm
saying the same thing. Over
yeah,
and
yeah, but no. I don't mean that. I mean like we should, but I'm saying what I don't want to, yeah. Right? Like I don't want to sit here and talk about this family that's going through this loss. I don't want to sit here and imagine or try to put myself in their shoes. Like, I just don't want to. And it's a selfish human thing because I don't want to feel sad, right? Like, I don't. But that's why we're doing this. And, we started out to do this kind of a verification. Oh, let's make sure that nobody's getting screwed. But I don't think that's what it is anymore. I don't think that, you know, things adapt. And now it's just let's share what we can. And then you decide, if you want to help them or not. And then, I mean, I don't want to get into last week, but like last week was kind of a shit show, and right.
There was a lot of things that happened on both sides.
Yeah, there was, but I mean, I don't want to dwell on that either, but I just don't.
Just move on.
Yeah,
move on.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm going to take those kind of GoFundMes in the future, but this is totally different, man. Like that family's in pain. That family's in real pain. That. Hope, and I mean this, hopefully I never know, right? Like I don't want to know what they're going through. Before I do that, yeah, I mean, what else do you have? Any other questions? What else would you like to know? I mean,
the only other questions I can think of is it's all based on location. If they're on the coast and they probably got sent to Ochsner or something like that. If they got sent to Ochsner, that's good care. If they're in Hattiesburg, hopefully they got sent to Wesley, because Wesley is one of the better infant and natal, prenatal and natal centers in Mississippi right now. If they got sent to university, that's good. If they got sent to North Mississippi, to Children's Hospital out in South Haven around Memphis, or is that children, or is children and Hattie and Jackson?
I don't know. I know there's Jackson, Mobile, and Memphis. That's the three big hospitals you get flown out.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Hopefully, they're gonna get the good care. I would really, and I don't want to talk trash about hospitals, but I hope they're not at South Central.
The people in Hattiesburg will tell you, I hope they're not at Forest General. I hope they're in Mobile, right? Like, I've been in Wayne County, and Wayne County, I've been like, I hope they ain't in Wayne County. I hope they're at South Central. Like, I swear to God, I've had those conversations, and I'm like, well, when we're in Laurel, we're like, well, we hope we go to Hattiesburg, you know? Yeah. Like, so I think everywhere you live, somebody's like, that hospital will kill you. Don't take them there, right? Like, I know that.
I'm pretty sure with it being a baby, they got taken someplace.
Yeah. That's just semantics, and we shouldn't even like just be hung up on it, right? But it's,
well, that's gonna go into cost. That, like, the reason why
Jack
I'm asking
says,
is
if LOL, you go, I think at our hospital comment about people getting
if you go into cost and specialized locations, then the cost is gonna go up. Whereas if you go to South Central, the price will probably be lower. But if you go to, like, university, then you're having to pay all kind of fees. Lord knows, a transportation fee or, you know, or like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, there's a lot of costs that's going to be involved in this. I mean, we're talking hospital bills, we're talking travel, we're talking, you know, a 7-person family, all of them yes. coming home, you know, yes. places to stay. And now, I mean, I think it's, I know that I read something on my Facebook earlier from one of them that they're looking at viable organs for transplants. So I don't know how people feel about that, but I mean, you know, that's the thing you always hear. Well, if there's any good, you know, maybe these other babies live because,
yeah.
you know, these organs were given, right?
Yeah.
So, but there's all that. And then, so now we're looking at funeral costs too, right? And,
yeah. Yeah.
And people say, well, there's 7 people in the family and whatever, you know, all there's somebody could cover. Well, that's the true, but 7 people with 7 kids and 7, you know, like everybody's got their own family to deal yeah. with, right? So
that is very true. That's very true.
So I did want to see if this will work, and it'll cut off chat for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that screwed up last time too. Let me get rid of that. Actually, properties. Sorry, this is going to be a little. Yeah, that's
me. How's it going?
Yeah, no, I know. It does this thing where it loses the focus on a window when you try to do it. So let me see if I can get it to work again. No, it's not going to work. Hell, let me try this real quick. Sorry. Window capture. Let's go. Add new source. There we go. That'll work. Okay. All right. So this is, you know, and I'm assuming you guys can see that now.
You got to give me a couple seconds. I don't see shit.
Yeah, it's going to catch
up. Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, okay. So right now, I just refreshed this. 131 people in 4 days. They've raised $8,690 out of their $25,000.
They're goal. In Gulfport. You see yeah. that?
Well, no patients since in Gulfport.
Oh, okay.
But so I just want to say that, like, I mean, I know the funeral costs, I mean, just because what I've heard, I mean, we're talking 10 grand is the basic price, right? So they haven't even reached that yet. And I've already given them some money, you know, and if you guys can give anything to this family, right? Like they're people, right? They're people and people go through things and they really need the help. Right, they really need it. I mean, I didn't mean to say that right then. But what else do you have to say on it?
I mean, nothing really I can add because she pretty much was all information. She said what happened, yeah. when it happened, and I'm going to forego the 3 questions.
Okay.
Which is, you know, the would you, because we were, you know, we're going to just get that. So, if you got any closing things other than, you know, what you just said, you know, if you've got anything closing you want to give on this, go ahead.
So first, because this, some people will be just listening on audio, the website is gofundme.com/david-michael-medical-expenses. So David-Michael-Medical-Expenses. If you want to go to the website, it is considered a trending campaign, whatever that means.
That means it's getting a lot of attention right now.
Okay. So and it will be on our Facebook and it will be on our website. So
because it's already got 1.8 thousand shares.
Yeah. So a lot of people are sharing. If you got $5, man. If you got $1, you know, like let's help lift the burden off of them. It is at least financially if we can, right? And then I don't know if we'll ever do this again, but I mean. Moment of silence, I guess, right? Like, let's do a moment of silence. Pray to whoever you pray to, right? We'll give it like a minute. It's 4:45 right now. And yeah, no dead air, right? So I tell you what, I'll do my prayer. out loud. And if you guys, you know, if you're Buddhist, you're Hindu, if you're atheist, send your hopes, whatever, right? I don't know, like, the proper way to say that, but they're a Christian family. And yeah, we cuss, we drink, you know, smoke, whatever, but I mean, me and Porkchop are still pretty Christian people, right? So, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that now, unless you have any objections.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. This, yeah, like I said, this is your presentation. Go ahead.
All right. You know, Lord, I'm a pretty bad guy, you know, like I really am. You know, we all are. We're all sinners. So, you know, first, just forgive me for my sins. But this family's hurting. And we all, you know, we all know you stay out of the way. Right, that's free will and whatnot, and you stay out of the way. But just if you could, will you be with them? Right, like if you can be with this family, and if you can ease the pain, and maybe this baby's death can maybe it can do some good. Maybe the organs can save some kids. And but this family needs you, man. They really need you. So I ask for a lot. I mean, I think everybody does. But if you could just be with them, like I think that's about all I could ask you for. So thank you, God. In Jesus' name, for sake alone, amen. All right, so that's it. Again, GoFundMe.com/David-Michael-medical-expenses. All right. So really hard to move on from something like that, but I think we do. And, yeah. So we'll move on over to the pork chop side. Get the transition set up. All right. And there's supposed to be music here, so if you guys don't hear any music, apologize, it screwed up. Okay, we're switched over. You're on the left and I'm on the right.
All right.
So shut your mouth. Shut your damn mouth. I get my intro every time. I get to talk about you. I get to talk shit about you every time. Right. So some have called him a communist spy for Russia, planted here in 1984. But Mr. Terry hates commies so bad, I just don't think that could be true. Some have said he has no ties to the Taliban, but I think that those people need to rethink. And I don't want to start any rumors, but I've seen him drown kittens in his pool. His name is Porkchop. He's here to make you laugh after I've made you cry. Yeah, take it away, man.
Oh, that's pretty bold talk for someone who knows I don't have a pool. So I had to take those kittens someplace else.
To grandma's pool. Oh, what? What? Do you think I forgot about all the times we went swimming over there?
I know, right? I know.
We even took the Jew over there one time.
For those who don't know.
Okay, so he's a very Irish man, and his nickname was just the Jew. That's totally racist. We love the Jewish people. I'm sorry. We love it, but he had the big nose, and he had the free, and he was tight on my.
That didn't make it worse.
Of course, I'm gonna make it worse because I'm gonna own it. Like, I'm gonna own it. It's totally a racist thing, but I love the Jewish people, right? I just think racism's funny sometimes. So if this gets me banned from Twitch, then so be it. I guess we'll just go to YouTube next, right?
Oh my.
Until we're banned from YouTube. It's not like YouTube's going to demonetize something that's already not making any fucking money, so whatever, right? Anyway, so yeah, that's Porkchop, a kitten-drowning communist Taliban sympathizer. So you should listen to what he has to present you that'll make your day better.
Well,
that's it. We're done.
kind words like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I can.
First, I do have a question. Why did the thing say Catch Us Thursdays?
What thing said Catch Us Thursdays?
When you did the...
he did have a huge nose. That's right, Jax.
When you did the transition, it said Catch Us Thursdays.
Oh, because I got to change that image. That's the wrong image. Well, guess that's something else I screwed up. Got the audio right this time, at least. Like, I got all the transitions happening. I got the audio right. We got good intro that's not, you know, allegedly. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was like the first logo I made or something like that. And I think I got rid of the Thursdays and it just says Catch Us Live now. But like I screwed it up and put the wrong one out there maybe. I don't know.
All right. So let's get into my presentation. My presentation today has to do with motorcycle safety. I say that I know there's a radio kind of ad telling everybody to watch out for you know, motorcycles. And it is, motorcycles are a hidden danger, you know, and in certain places, like I think Utah said that they can thread the dotted line now during red lights. So,
yeah, it's where they pass between them. Like, that's always a California thing, yeah. Right? But I totally disagree with it. Especially like, look, I get that, you know, everybody's like, well, no, it works. And if it works, fine. But Utah has one of those, you don't have to wear helmet laws, which I think is fucking stupid. And yeah. You see people out here all the time riding their bikes without helmets. And then, you know, I'm sorry. Oh, that's just like the guy that's like, well, he'd live if he didn't have his seatbelt on. No, fuck you, dude. Like, you know, like 95% of the cases, the seatbelt saves their life. You know, the other 5%, they're trapped in the car and they drown. I'm fucking sorry. I'm going with the 95%, right? But so then they're going to do that here and then, you know, like, oh, you don't have to wear a helmet. It's going to be bad. All right. Real quick, I'm posting the GoFundMe for
Davey
in the chat. So there's the link for that. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the GoFundMe, well, it's not a GoFundMe. I did it on Indiegogo this time. I've been trying to switch it up because for the last little bit, I've been doing Kickstarter. So I started to see what else is out there because maybe I'm missing stuff. On Indiegogo, there's this project that is going into extension because it is so popular right now that with all the campaign that it's actually gone over a year. So I'm, it's called Brake Free, and what it is an ultra bright LED brake light that instantly improves biker visibility. It mounts on the back of a helmet, so it's not like you have to, you know, do any wiring or anything. And it's got a constant LED light that mounts about eye level. So it's good. You know, it's like you have the brake lights at the back and bottom, and then you'll have, you know, it's higher up. It uses an accelerometer, and a gyroscope.
Accelerometer?
So, yeah, I said it.
Accelerometer?
I know. I said it. As soon as I read it, I said it right. But, so it's not like
having
to do
any. This is why I read the chat, by the way. This is why I read the chat. Pork Chop's like, you know, fifth grade, that kid that got called on to read that you were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Pork Chop.
It uses the sensors. So it's no extra wiring. So it tells when you hard brake and you lean forward, it'll tell when the momentum is going forward and it'll start lighting bright.
And just so you guys know, I Googled Brake Free or Indiegogo, and then Indiegogo, I searched Brake Free, and you can find it pretty quick. I'm posting it in the chat.
Oh, I got the link. I got the link right here.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I just posted it in chat. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah. But it's got three modes. It's got regular braking where it can tell when you're slowing down, so it'll do the hard brake. You know. It tells, and the second thing is engine braking. It's slowing down without hitting the gas. So if you came to a coast,
so it's a jake break.
Yeah. Well, no, if you came to like a coast with just not even, you know, just slowly rolling, it would sense
that you're slowing down.
The slowing down, okay, and automatically light up.
Okay.
And then another thing is it'll, like, if it's in motion and then it just stops, it'll trigger a special light. So if there's a wreck, if or if something like that, it'll do a quick just lighting pattern. It's bright enough that it can be seen through during the day, which is cool. And the reason why I think this is important is because I know this is not a big thing, because people don't really wear long coats or something like that when they, you know, usually they wear it tight. But if you've got something that maybe is blocking the brake lights or something like that, it's good to have something extra. It's also good to have, you know, just more awareness. More lights is more awareness. It can be seen during the day. It can be turned on with even while you're wearing gloves. And even you can test it to see how much light, I mean, life is in it. If when you turn it on and it flashes three times, it's about 75% to 100% battery. If it does two flashes, it's about 30% to 60% battery. If it does one flash, it's less, you know, less than 30. So, you know, it's good, because you don't want to go out there and then realize, oh, I gotta, you know, it's about to die. But it's good that they have all that in just that little small package. If you want to go ahead and roll the YouTube.
Yeah, I'll pull it up, but I got a question real quick, and maybe the YouTube will answer this. But, like, is it rechargeable? Does it?
Yes.
Yes,
it is. That's what I was going to talk about a little bit later.
Okay, all right, yeah, we'll roll it. We'll roll it. And then we can ask that. So let me... let's see if this is going to be right. Yeah, hey, it worked this time. Okay, so I'll just leave it right there. I don't have to make that super big. All right.
Hello, backers. Henry here with Break Free, giving you guys a quick status update on the helmet mount development. Here you can see is the latest prototype of the helmet mount. As you can see, we have moved away from installing magnets to the helmet
mount
itself.
See how it stopped? It's doing the flashlight
snap. The reason for that is magnets are very good when the forces being applied on it is parallel to the magnetic force. But when it is in plane to the magnetic force, which is how the brake light would detach from the helmet, magnets are not very strong. Thus, we have moved to a mechanical snap, which gives us many different knobs to turn, to tune in production. A few of them, for example, is the material. We could use a glass fill material, increase the glass fill content 10, 20, 30% to increase the stiffness of this snap arm. We can decrease the arm length, increase the snap engagement, the teeth engagement here. So there's lots of things we can do to ensure that the forces that we see will be enough to keep the helmet, keep the light on the helmet. Basically, even with this 3D printed ABS part, you can see that the light mounts to the helmet very easily. So basically you have a female dovetail on the back of the light, and then you have a permanently attached helmet mount here on your helmet. And all you do is you get the light, you find the male part, and once you find it, you snap down. And once it snaps, it is on there. You know, it's not gonna come out in, it's very strong in the left and right orientation because it's being held on by the dovetail. But if you wanna take it off, you simply override the snap engagement upwards, and then you can take the light off. So our job is to tune the snap to a force that we believe will be enough for day-to-day riding. We'll do that in EVT when we have the proper materials. Basically, what will happen is in EVT, we'll make the tooling for this, and then we'll use glass-filled material to get the stiffness that we want. We'll intentionally keep the snap arm relatively long because it will be steel safe to decrease the length of the snap arm. And as EVT rolls around, we'll have prototypes sent out to alpha riders, alpha testers that will test the mount in real riding conditions. So stay tuned for more.
Okay. Well, I have to say, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I don't ride motorcycles, but I do like how they're like, okay, so the magnets weren't great, so we've adapted to this, right?
Yeah.
And then just, I've still got it pulled up. I got 1,949 backers, $231,114 raised. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and minimize that and get that off the screen. All right. So that's gone away. So if anybody in chat has any questions on it, obviously it can be brought up. But go ahead and finish your presentation, right?
All right. The it is rechargeable. Plugs in with a USB. I believe if I read it right in the presentation, that it was a 300. The MAH, whatever that, it's a long.
Are you talking about the battery power, like milliamps per hour? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I don't know. Let me pull it up. Maybe it does say it on the page. Let's see.
It refers to it as the big ass batteries.
MAH.
Like,
yeah, it's not just it's. Let's see, battery. Yeah, there it is. Okay, so. It doesn't really talk about what the battery is. It just says 3 flashes, 75 to 100%, 2 flashes, 30 to 60, 1 flash, less than 30%.
If you scroll down, it was an image.
An image?
Yeah, like it'll say big-ass battery, like it, if you scroll down.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Big. Yeah, no, they took that down, so it's not on the page anymore. I'd probably have to look around, and I'm not going to do that.
I got you. But
oh, let me go ahead and say this too, because I think we need to mention it. We're not affiliated with these people, right?
No.
Like, we try to reach out, try to talk to people, and if we can't, right? But we are not affiliated. Porkchop just thinks it's cool, and he's sharing it with you. Okay.
Yeah. Now the thing is that as people were given money and they reached certain goals, they unlocked certain things. One of the things that they unlocked is that the standard one is black, like you saw, but there's one that they got called the Stormtrooper, which is it's white with carbon fiber.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you've got like a white helmet, you can get the white one. If you got like any other color, you could probably go with the black one. If you even want to go with the white one, it's all according to how you want it. But they have different ways that you can get involved, and one even doesn't even include, buying the product. it doesn't even involve buying the product itself. Like there's one that was a $25 T-shirt, and like three people claimed it. It was $25. Another thing is that they are also including extra helmet mounts. So it just so happens that like if you buy one,
so you can put it on more than one helmet.
Exactly. I was about to say, so if you buy one and you have different helmets, you could just take it on and take it off. So entry level, $25, that's just a T-shirt. Then if you go into the actual product itself, it's a $124 gets you the black, and it comes with the mount. So far, 143 people have claimed that. The Stormtrooper, it was 144, and that 41 people have claimed it. $144 comes with an extra mount. Well, hold on. The $124 one just comes with a standard mount. You can get the extra mount, with the $134 one. Then from there, you can get more and more. And the more that you get, the more items that you buy, the more of a discount you get. So if you buy two, it goes, I think it's like a 20% discount, and it becomes $239. So far, 29 people have claimed that one. Group pack, I forget how many was in it. I think it was four, or so far, I mean, that was $4.99 with 30% off.
Group pack, is that where you get the different mounts? Is that what you're talking about?
The group pack was, there was more than one actual
device.
Okay. Two people have claimed that. Then, and what I think is great, is more and more presenters are offering, well, if you want to become a dealer, or if you want to sell, here's a dealer package.
Oh, so you can become a reseller, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
The dealer pack is $899, 40% off. And so far, one person has claimed that. Okay. So somebody is out there and actually believes.
I mean, if somebody wants to start making their money off of it, you can get the dealer pack. I got you. And if you like a local bike shop or anything like that, I understand.
Original shipping dates was supposed to have been October 2018, but because the project was actually getting so much attention, like I said, this is going into like extended part. They're saying it's going to be September 2019 shipment. It will ship worldwide. Now, do I think this is Kathy friendly? I do not think this is Kathy friendly. I do think this is bacon friendly.
Because Miss Kathy doesn't like motorcycles?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, how is this vulgar in any form or fashion?
No. Bacon.
Oh my God, they know your brother's name now.
No, I know, right? Bacon, he owns a Honda Fury. So I think Andrew would like this.
You know, Bacon would own something called a Fury. I'm just saying. Like, that sounds badass, man. I gotta fucking get that shit. God damn. Woo! I feel alive. It's like my crotch is on fire. Well, no, Bacon, that's the whore you were fucking the other night. Oh,
sorry, Bacon.
I'm not.
Oh, shit. I think Andrew would like this.
Jax,
so I'm gonna,
some
I'm gonna,
laughing faces.
I'm gonna, I'll send this. I'll send that to him. I think he'll like it. So
wait,
hit me
some
with the
penicillin?
Questions. Yes.
Yeah, penicillin.
All right, hit me with the questions.
So okay, you said it was rechargeable. Is it programmable?
No. I feel like what it is with the with the gyroscope and all like that, it's pretty much just going to be plug and play. Like as soon as you turn it on, it's going to calibrate itself on the dot right there.
Yeah.
And then you just go into motion. Okay. And then it'll sense. Because I'm not a scientist, okay?
You're not a scientist.
I'm not an engineer.
You're not an engineer.
But I feel like the way that they got it set up.
What the fuck am I talking to you for? I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, no, right? I don't know. But like I said, it's... As soon as you plug it in and plug it on, it'll start working right there. And so it's like you don't have to connect it to a phone. You don't have to connect it to any wires to the actual the bike itself, because I did see a vest one time, but you had a wire that was going down the arm
and it would hit the button or something. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right? I mean, it's out of the box, ready to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I like it. You know, I mean, the cynic in me wants the wire that I can push buttons, right? But I would also want it to flip off the guy behind me, so, you know.
Yeah, of course.
No, I mean, if we could just get that. Can we get a little extra LED that does that? Like, just you know, like, I'd like that. Maybe a little door that goes boop, right? Okay. So, yeah, well, how did you come across it? Like, what interested you in it since you don't ride bikes?
What got me interested into it is that I was actually watching not a motocross, what's the one where it's on the pavement and they're like going the road course, you know what I'm saying? It's not
I don't watch that gay European shit.
Well, it's not, it's, it's like where they're
I know what you're talking about, where their knees almost touching the ground. I don't know. It's I don't know, motorsports. I don't know what it's called.
I know, but I was seeing something like that, and I was just like, you know, I want to see something that would had to do with some motorcycles. And there was a ones that was like, oh, here's some jackets.
So you were jacking off to some Hell's Angel flyers. And you were like, you know what?
I don't think they were Hell's Angels.
You know what? I think I'd like to be a little safer while I'm doing this. That's pretty much what happened.
Well, another thing is that if one thing I can say, I am safe, and I believe that flashing lights.
So what you're saying is you don't raw dog it. You got some lotion.
You got to protect it.
I understand. You're all about safety. All about safety.
You're right.
And so you're thinking about how can I be safe other than when I'm masturbating was basically exactly what you're saying while you were masturbating.
I've already got shoulder pads on and I've already got, you know, gloves, you know, back in the day, I believe John Madden said it best that, back in the day, receivers had stick
them. Tough actin' tenactum?
Yeah. That,
are you really quoting the Little Giants right now?
No, what I'm saying. Yeah.
Are you really quoting the Little Giants?
I was quoting Madden 2001.
Okay.
Because he's like, back in the day, receivers had they had stick 'em, but now they got those gloves.
Tough acting to nutkin.
Hey, the hardware, please. Like I said, I saw that and I was like, well, let's see what I could find with just race. Because I was seeing maybe there was going to be some performance parts or something that I would thought. And then I was like, you know, just what are some safety things? And then I saw this and I was like, you know what? This is actually a pretty good idea. What draws this product, other than it's just an actual braking, how many times has there been a motorcycle wreck in the dark and the motorcycle rider got thrown?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This would be a beacon. Yeah. This would be a beacon like that. Cause you saw, as soon as he turned it on, it was already blinking.
Yeah.
I think in a situation like this, that's worth its weight.
That's something I didn't even think about, man. Like honestly, till you said it, like you get thrown from the bike, you're down in the bushes.
Yeah.
You know, they can't find you and you die cause they can't find you. Right. Exactly. Like, yeah, no.
You're maybe knocked out. Or you can't even talk because you're so weak, but they see the light flashing down in the gully. So yeah, like gully. I said,
it's such a Mississippi word.
I know, right?
Down there in the gully. Woo.
So I think,
I don't know why I say woo all the time. I I'm a redneck and I imagine rednecks say woo all the time. I don't know.
I don't understand.
Say what, honey?
So like I said, I think this is a good product. I think I'm not going to say it's going to save lives, but this is going to help.
I'm not going to say it's going to save lives, but I just ran through this whole speech about why it was going to save lives. So, you know, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. I don't mean to take back the last 15 minutes of shit that I was spewing about how wonderful this would be if you got thrown from a motorcycle in the dark, but, you know, it's a good idea.
Well, the reason why I say it is because I don't know. They haven't really shown the survivability of it. Like, it's one to say, oh yeah, this is good.
Oh, so like some impact testing or something? Like,
yeah, I haven't seen.
That is actually something. Yeah. I mean, if I was, I'd like to see some impact testing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the way that it's mounted, and I don't know if you noticed this, on the back of it, it's mounted about eye level, which means that it places it above the sign right there, because in the states where you have to wear a helmet, it has to be DOT approved, and every DOT approved has a sticker on the back of it that can't be blocked at all. So the fact that it can actually be lifted up and be like, look, it's legit. It's right there. It's, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's also, you're going to be the one placing the bracket, so you could place it where it's not blocking it, right?
Yeah.
And that's something else. I mean, would this, like, destroy that approval, right? I mean, like, so for instance, our buddy that did the airbrushing, right? Like, he had the helmets that he airbrushed. There were some leagues that were like, no, you can't wear that because the airbrush paint degrades the helmet. Right. So that's what, like, NFL or not NFL, high school football. Like, well, that's why we couldn't brush our helmets, because that was their excuse. Well, it degrades the plastic. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I do wonder if like the adhesive or anything like that would cause it not to pass that test.
I feel like the 3M double sided tape is not going to be that much of a.
Yeah, and then they also have those Mohawk helmets, right? So if they can do that, I mean, they can do this. So, okay. So why do you think, I mean, I think it's kind of a self-answering question, I guess, but why do you think someone who is not a motorcycle enthusiast would be interested in at least reading up on this?
Okay, so let's just take it from an outsider's point of view, okay? It's dark. It's foggy. A motorcycle has a thin strip for a brake light. Okay. If you added something higher up that is bigger, like you could see it was about the size of bigger than his fist. So that alone right there, adding to light, you know, just broadcasting, you know, I think that's good. So
what you're saying is like a gift for somebody, right? Like if you knew somebody that was doing motorcycles,
and
you could take it further. I mean, they're, you know, four-wheelers and,
four-wheelers
and
because, UTVs.
And one good thing about it is, you know, this isn't like you're buying a helmet. This is, you're buying an addition for your helmet. So like even bicycles, right? There's I live on the side of a highway where it's, you know, 55, 65 mile an hour speed limit, depending on where you are, but there's a bike lane on the side of it. And I see these idiots all the time riding their bikes down it. And I'm like, dude, I would not, like, it's basically the emergency lane, right? But, oh, wait, the bike lane is between you and the emergency lane. Yeah. Like, there's no way I'm riding on a 65-mile-an-hour highway on a bicycle, you know, beside a freaking semi that's coming down. Like, I think it's so dumb. And then on top of that, there's actually a bike trail right beside this highway. So, like, literally goes, like, this bike trail goes the whole highway. So it's, you know, not on the highway. And you can ride your bike there. Why would you ride your bike on the highway? Like, I think it's so stupid. I mean, I really do. And I think it's really dumb that, like, I don't know where, like, what the laws are other places. But here, it's illegal to ride your bicycle on the sidewalk. So they have all these bike lanes that are in the road. And, like, that's fucking dumb. Like, I grew up, you ride your bike on the sidewalk where you walk. Right? Like, I just think that's stupid. Anyway. Sorry, but you could add this to your bike helmet, like all that, right?
Yeah. Another thing is that,
by the way, you just reminded me of what's Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy, where in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where he's like, I've mastered the art of sitting so incredibly still, right? Because you sat so still, I thought the video was frozen until you went. I don't want to start any rumors or anything, but Porkchop might be an alien from a war-mongering race.
She never danced at all.
Never, and I knew that she was the woman for me. My nether regions would engorge. You humans have some hang-ups. My father would tell the story of my conception every solstice. It was beautiful.
And I know we're going off trick topic, but if we're going to talk about it, why, yes, Drex, I do have a penis.
Not quite bad, if I do say so myself. God. Yeah, like, let's get back on topic.
Another thing is, it looks aerodynamic. So it doesn't. And another thing about going high speeds with no windscreen or anything, that any drag is going to pull you back. And the fact that it does look like it's kind of molded, you know, a little bit, not so much molded, but, you know, it's angled. So it's not going to be like catching spare wind and pulling your head back, you know. So design wise, looks great.
Yeah, so, but I mean, there is something else to that, right? Like, what if you hit on the back of your head? Like, is it going to just shatter? I mean, I would almost think that maybe shattering is probably better, other than like what you were talking about getting thrown down in the bushes or something, right? Like, because if it shatters, then you don't, it does some extra impact absorption, and you don't really have to worry about it causing, you know, an issue where, oh, like you're wearing a hat and somebody hits you on top of the head and that button gets you, right? That pinpoint of pressure, right? So, I mean, that is one thing that I would, and obviously I don't ride, or not obviously, but I don't ride motorcycles. So, I mean, how much does this really speak to me? I don't know, but that's something I'd be curious about if I did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got anything else, or is that going to be it for us today?
You got any more questions on that, or we're just going to?
No, I think I've pretty much torn it apart, and, all right, you know, I don't think there's really much else I could think about it.
So, in conclusion.
In conclusion,
I think it's a good design. I think anything that'll draw attention to motorcyclists is good. It's good. You can tell they're actually, the way that they changed out the magnets and the way that they changed, you know, they're trying to change out that the bracket. You can tell they're putting time into it. It's not
recognizing issues and going, how can we fix this?
Yeah, it's not like, oh,
there's definitely some field testing going on with it.
Yeah. And the fact that they're going to send out alpha tests, that's cool too. That's cool too. So, in conclusion, I think it's good. Is it for me? I'm not a motorcyclist. Is it for somebody else? Yes. Do I recommend it?
I think they're called bikers.
Probably.
Because cyclists are like bicycle riders.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say motorcyclists, but I think you'd be doing disservice to the Hells Angels that you like to watch.
You're right.
Yeah.
So I give this, I will say, I'll give this 4 pig's feet out of 4.
4 pig's feet out of 4?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I actually like this product.
So do they get a sow's ear in there too, or is it just a few?
We're not going to make purses today.
No purses. No pickled purses. Sow's ears or hoofs or any of that stuff they sell at the So-So BP.
Exactly.
Like none of that.
No, not today.
I
believe in this product. In fact, I'm probably going to make a note of it and watch it.
All right. Right on. That's cool. All right, well, I guess we should wrap it up, but first, let me hear your Dr. Phil voice.
It's funny that you bring up Dr. Phil, because, and I know it's been terrible because I got a little bit of a chest issue right now, but, Dr. Phil showed up, in the last, D&D session. He was talking to a mage that was sent to kill us. So he tried to talk him down, but it didn't work.
So I think I just realized Dr. Phil and Morgan Freeman almost sound exactly alike.
To a certain point. To a certain point.
All right.
Any last shout outs before we start doing our outros?
No, I mean, you know, again, let's just like, let's say the short link for the GoFundMe account for Davey is gf.me/u/s2xhin. And then Indiegogo for Pork Chops is Brake Free, the smart brake light for motorcycles. And that's on Indiegogo. Do you got anything else you want to talk about?
Shout out to Golden Eagles baseball team for winning Conference USA and getting a berth to the College World Series.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. Go, you know, Southern Miss to the top.
Because you can't go no further down. Really? I already got it. I got you.
You can't go any further down because you paid so much money to that coach that got you to the Liberty Bowl and never went any further, and you guys kept him for like 20 years. I can't remember his name. What was that guy's name?
Look, okay.
No, they fired him and replaced him. What was his name? He may be
coach
retired.
Coach Bowers.
Coach Bowers, yeah.
He was a gift.
Southern
okay.
Miss Golden Eagles. John Cox.
John Cox. Boy,
John
the Golden
Cox
Eagles.
For the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. coming at you from the rock. Why do they call it the rock? Because they built it 100 years ago and they used cheap ass concrete and they've never replaced it.
They never replaced it. Well, in their defense, it's not like anybody shows up.
Oh, Brett Favre shows up.
I'm sorry, Southern Miss. Brett I'm Favre sorry. If I don't say it, you know he's going to do it, and that's he's right. a Bama fan. Would Roll you tie. Want me to do it to you right now, or do you want some Bama son. Fan doing it to you?
Yeah, I think it doesn't really matter. The lube is okay. All right, well, cool, man. I think it was a good show. We're hitting at the right at an hour and a half. Southern Slam, Jack says. We're Favre's, you know, Favre is Favre, and he went to Southern, and that's about all they're ever going to have.
He's banned from the program.
They might have some soccer players or some shit. I mean,
that's not fair you know, maybe, to say that.
Maybe,
it's
maybe,
not fair to say that maybe because I forget his name, but
oh, is it really he went a soccer to, player that went there?
He went to
this is America.
San Francisco.
We don't give a shit. Just shut the fuck up. This is America. We don't care.
He went to San Francisco. No. Yeah. Did he go to Oakland? No, he went to Oakland and fucked up the Rams. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, you're talking about an NFL player. I thought you were talking about soccer still.
No, yeah.
No, okay. Yeah, no, I'm sure there's been a few guys. I'm sure there has. Right. All right, man. Well, let's end it. And then let me say this. I mean, we're going to try to do some more streaming in between. Right, we're gonna try to do some more streams to talk about streaming and figure
just
things out.
Things that aren't really about GoFundMe. Just talking.
Yeah, just more talking
and
stuff.
Features.
Features like what do you mean? Oh yeah, we talked about the off Sundays we're gonna share like a bunch of GoFundMes and Kickstarters that we didn't really get in depth in, like maybe a 15-minute segment. So we're gonna start doing that. But as it stands right now, the next episode will be June 9th. So June 9th, 4 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Unless you're somewhere where you don't understand time zones, then that's the time to watch, right?
That'll be you.
Yeah, that was a joke that I was trying to make and I totally failed. I failed. Couldn't think of anything else. Like, all right,
give us where can we be found?
I know. Crowdfunded Pod on Facebook is really where we do most of our updates, all of our updates, because it's so hard to do Twitter and Instagram and all of them at the same time. So those haven't been updated in a while. We're on twitch.tv/crowdfundedpod, youtube.com/crowdfundedpod, crowdfundedpod.com is the website. And then we are now on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, few others, but basically, wherever fine podcasts are sold and found, you can find us under Crowdfunded Pod, all one word.
And as an editor, I will be fixing the stream page to give us our links so that if you are listening to this and you're into Discords and you're interested in things like that, you'll be able to find them.
Definitely check out our Discord too, and so we can get, you know, engagement. And definitely do that.
You can find me 50 Foot Robot on Twitter. You can find me Orcs Make Beautiful Lovers on Twitch. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, my Twitter is Alijreyu, Alijreyu, and my Instagram is #Utah. That is all one word, spell it out. There's some people who's trying to rip me off since it's got some underscores. I am the original, and that is my that's my photography, mostly nature and stuff. But if you want to check out my photos, obviously I sell those too. Because I'm a goddamn capitalist and I like it.
Well, you gotta sell the
unlike you comic bastard.
Look, just because I had an SKS that I got from you.
I don't know what you're talking about. No idea what you're talking about. I don't know anything about light armor piercing rounds or anything like that.
Let's leave it on that, ATF.
I mean, you know, you don't have any ties to the Taliban. Now you're talking about SKSs.
Send in party van.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys have a great couple of weeks. Good Memorial Day. You know, hey, yeah. I mean, how can we forget that? Shout out to the troops, right? I know we're all going to be barbecuing. But, I mean, it's Memorial Day. Labor Day is for us. Labor Day is for the workers. It's a communist holiday, if you ask me. you know, but that's Labor Day. End of summer, take a break, you know, before the kids go back to school. But Memorial Day, man, it's for the troops, right? And the troops will tell you it's for the guys that died over there, right? So it's not for them, it's for the ones that died. So you guys definitely, definitely remember that. Fly your yellow ribbons out on the oak, old oak tree, you know, whatever it is that you got to do. But if you know some vets, let them know you appreciate them, right?
Also, in conclusion, drink Crystal Pepsi when it comes out, because we're partially the reason why it came back.
Are they re-releasing it again?
I think they're saying they're going to start trying to do it every so often.
So it's going
to
be like a seasonal beverage?
That's what I believe.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, we're what, half of the team that brought it back, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I don't care if I got an argument with the LA Beast about it or not. I really don't give a shit, you know, because I'll still say to this day, I wanted some damn credit. I started the page. I freaking got the likes. We brought him in after, right? And he was nice. Well, don't get me wrong. He was nice, and he totally went, yeah, you know what? You're right. Like, I, you know, you're an asshole, but you're right. So, like, pretty much what he said. He was like, you know. But, I mean, he did some really cool things. Like, I got one of the first runs, you know. Like, I've got that bottle and stuff. So, and then, yeah. Anyway, why are we talking about that? We're just talking to keep talking and make this longer, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right, you guys have a good couple of weeks, and we're out.